Thanks for joining us on Sandful Radio. Zach Milbank here, and with me today is the new coach of the Glenelg Football Club women's team. It's Alex Bojanic. How are you, Alex?
Yeah, well, thank you, Zach. Thanks for having me on today's show.
I appreciate your time. Thank you for that. And yeah, we were obviously chatting to all of the new Sandful Statewide Super Women's League coaches for 2018, and great to catch up with yourself, Alex. Must be excited about the opportunity. I know you have had some involvement in women's sport in the basketball realm, but predominantly coached men in the football side of things. So yeah, it must be a great new challenge for you.
Look, it certainly is, Zach. There's no doubting that that it is a challenge, but it's an exciting period, and it's an exciting period for the game of footy too, with the implementation, obviously, last year of the inaugural Sandful League, and then also with the AFLW League. So it's certainly a growing part of our game, and but ultimately, at the end of the day, footy is footy, and whether it's a men's program or a ladies' program. I think that there are many parallels that we can draw upon. The ball is still the same shape, and there are four posts down each end, so nothing changes too much, really.
No, that's right. Let's have a look at your record. So you previously very first started off up in the Adelaide Hills with the Echunga Footy Club, working in junior development, then a year at Mitcham, and then the last four very significant on your resume at Blackfriars Old Scholars Footy Club, winning a premiership in 2014, so you immediately got elevated, which was a great result, and then plenty of finals footy as well for the Hounds.
Yeah, look, absolutely, Zach. You know, the last 4 years have been fantastic. The Blackfriars Old Scholars Footy Club is a great club. It's a fairly new club, and so a lot of our work was also with regard to the development of the club itself, and they're something that I feel that I can sort of draw upon as well. In a let's call it a fledgling competition with the Sandful Women's Footy League, we are new. We're still developing. We're still learning how the whole system is going to work. It is the second year going into Sandful this year for the Bays, but it is really like us starting again. I mean, we've retained 14 players from last year due to the draft situation that the Sandful ran with regard to the player pool. Yep. But yeah, certainly drawing upon the last few years at Blackfriars will be important for me. As I said, it was successful, and we'll move on to the Sandful now.
Just keen to get an insight into your involvement with women's sport, predominantly in basketball. Obviously we see these days a lot of basketballers, regardless of their gender, transferring their skills to the oval shaped ball game.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think there are lots of skills that certainly transfer well from small-sided sports, so be that basketball or netball and even soccer, to a degree where the game is played in fairly close. What we see these days with footy is that the game of footy is played in very, very close. So it's about decision making. It's about the execution of the short game, as opposed to having that long kick out as well. So it's a 360 degree game too, and I think that's an important thing that a lot of people forget about. I mean, you get a lot of your straight line sports like your rugby's or gridirons, be it, but basketball and soccer are very much 360 degree games, as our game of footy is as well.
Yeah, most definitely is. Let's have a look at your personnel. We touched on it a little bit earlier, but Cass Hartley, one of my favourite moments last year was seeing her presented with the number 5 Guernsey from Peter Carey, who was her childhood hero growing up, and we know that that's the new tradition out there at Glenelg, wearing the number 5 Guernsey for the captain. Obviously Andrew Bradley does it with pride with the men's side, and Cass Hartley wore it with pride for the women's last year, and great to have her running around again this year.
Look, it is, and Cass has been amazing in my first few weeks or first, you know, couple of months with the club in the development of our list, getting to know the girls, getting to know how the club ran last year. And look, Cassie's been around for a long time. She is a multiple premiership player. She's a great leader. on and off the field, and she sets a fantastic example. So I'm certainly looking forward to working with her within our leadership group. I mean, she was the inaugural captain last year, as you mentioned, and you'd suggest that she'll certainly have a very strong showing in our leadership model this year as well.
Exciting. We'll wait to see that with interest in as the weeks unfold. But great to see star forward Lexia Edwards out there on the track again last night. I know you had your first training session out there at Westminster, but she's obviously an important focal point for you in attack.
Well, I think you absolutely nailed it. Their focal point is the key, and that's certainly one area that that I believe that we need to look at with the women's game is the scoring component. She certainly has great history over the years of being able to bag great tallies of goals, and I think if we can get some reasonable supply to her, we'll certainly be hoping that that she'll be able to have another cracking season there. But look, last night she looked really fresh on the field last night. She's got a bit of cheek about her, which is great as well. It certainly won't be dull having Lex about, I don't think.
Yeah, indeed. We know that she certainly wasn't afraid of the camera last year with the Sanford Statewide Super League, so which was good to see. What else was good to see was Glenelg having a great result with some draftees in the AFL Women's Draft. We saw, obviously, Jess Allen and Eloise Jones being drafted by the Adelaide Football Club, and then Bree Walling, of course, as a rookie. So you'd imagine you'd see a fair bit of Bree, if not all of the season, and potentially, depending on what happens at the level above, you may get to still see Jess and also Eloise at times.
Yeah, absolutely, Zach. I think it's really exciting for any club to be able to develop some players and have them be elevated to that next level. It's certainly credit to them. I mean, we only having been about for the year, we certainly like to take some credit for their development there. But it was also last year with Courtney Gum and Tate Mackerel, who were drafted by South Adelaide, or picked up by South Adelaide, one of the new clubs this year. But they were within our program last year as well. So to have 5 out of the 29 girls who played last year now be AFL listed, I think is testament to the fact that the club did it really well last year, and I think that a lot of that can be, or credit be handed to Narelle Smith, our coach of last year, and the great thing is that Narelle will still have an involvement with our program this year. She is heavily involved in the men's program this year as an assistant coach, and as she was last year, but she's taking a little bit more time there, and now with the crossing over of the men's programs and the women's programs as well, she saw to just transfer over to the men's program. So to have Narelle still about and assist us in hopefully developing some more AFL girls for future years will be really important. But yeah, hopefully we'll get the girls back at some stage throughout the course of the season.
Yeah, it's fantastic to have Narelle Smith involved at the Glenelg Footy Club, full stop, let alone in both programs. So
absolutely
wonderful to continue that on into 2018.
Absolutely.
Now, I know you're, in terms of your list, 25 signed, so you've got some room there. You can potentially go up to 35, and I understand the welcome mat's open, Alex, in terms of girls. If they are interested, they can contact footy manager Paul Sandico at the club on 8294 5333 and find out the details in terms of training, because you just never know what sort of talent you might unearth perhaps
no,
in another sport.
That's exactly right, Zach, and last night was fantastic in that regard, where what we've done for the first couple of weeks. So last night we started our official training program, and we had great numbers out, which was fantastic. So we had a lot of new girls to the club that have come up and put their hand up and said, look, I want to give this a crack. And interestingly, the code hoppers were out there. So we've last night we had a World Cup lacrosse player. We've had a couple of netballers, a W League soccer player, an ice hockey player, and also a high jumper, and that may be pretty handy, because we're not looking real tall at the moment, so a high jumper might just come in handy, I think.
Yeah, most definitely. You need to take what you can get, don't you, Alex?
Absolutely, Zach, absolutely.
Oh, well, thank you very much for your time on Sample Radio. We do appreciate that, and we look forward to getting out to all of the training sessions before Christmas, and we'll venture on out to Westminster and have a look at the Bays in action and perhaps meet some of these exciting new faces out there from other sports. So we do appreciate your time on Sample Radio, Alex, and wish you all the best for the 2018 Sample Statewide Super Women's League.
Absolutely, yeah, Zach. Thanks for that. Thanks for the support of Sample, and certainly to look to promote this exciting product, I think, is paramount to the ultimate success.